Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. And it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. First of all, I would like to wish all of you a happy and healthy new year. The start of a new year always is a great time to reevaluate where you currently are in your life and to put priorities in the right order. Remember, your health is everything, and without it, you have nothing. So your personal health should be one of your priorities, next to spending time with loved ones. If you made improving your health one of your New Year's resolutions, I congratulate you and would like to give you some pointers and suggestions. This time of the year is a time of renewal and is a perfect time to get toxins that have been stored in your body out and put nutrients in. As we know, unfortunately, we live in a very toxic age. So before we start today's topic, I would like to quote something that addresses the severity of our toxic age. And this was quoted by Helmut Schimmel, a German scientist and researcher. And he says, quote, "We live in a very toxic age. The present toxic problem is the tip of the iceberg. We only see the visible part on the surface. Even if we stop poisoning our environment now, the accumulation of toxic substances would only come to a standstill in 5 years at the earliest. And because there are still so many substances on the assembly line, we would still have to live in a poisoned world for the next 80 to 90 years," unquote. Now, this is quite alarming, and it definitely stresses the importance of making every effort we can to relieve the body from the toxic load we are carrying. It is important than ever. So today I would like to examine natural therapies that will support the body's own detoxification mechanism. Now, before we continue, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD. And the CD I chose for today is by Lucy Kablansky and is titled 10 Year Night. And I'll be back in a moment.
Quiet, the only sound is wind that sounds like cars that sound like breathing. The desert air is hot and dry, two lanes weaving earth and sky. The stars are all that's keeping time till morning. And I turn and look beside me, and you're sleeping like a baby, and you haven't heard a word that I've been saying. Fast asleep in the dashboard light, well, I can't speak. That's how I feel. Open your eyes and look at me. And look at me. Open your eyes. At me, 'cause I haven't held this love for you before this 10-year night is through. I'm telling you, take it from me, take it from me. Older, I know we are than the night we met in that downtown bar. You thought I was some kind of star. That's what you said. I felt your skin, felt the heat as you pulled me out into the street. And you kissed me there till I was weak, 'cause I asked you to. And later on your kitchen floor, two flights above the grocery store, I felt things I never felt before.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Service, Sonia. Now, with the start of a new year, I would like to give you helpful suggestions on how to relieve your body from toxins. And we will examine therapies and special foods that will support the body's own detoxification process. Now, our bodies naturally go through regular cycles of detoxification, and it happens mostly during the night. The primary systems involved are the lymphatic system, the liver, the digestive tract, the urinary system, as well as the respiratory system and the skin. So they all work together to neutralize and eliminate wastes and potentially harmful substances that come from both outside and inside. For example, the lymphatic system collects toxins from cells and fluids, fats, and waste, and delivers them to the liver, which constantly filters and purifies the blood. The liver essentially decides which substances the body needs and which to break down and remove. The digestive tract has various tools, from hydrochloric acid in the stomach to the bacteria in the colon, which expels harmful materials. The respiratory tract not only exchanges oxygen and carbon dioxide, but also traps and eliminates toxins from the air we breathe. The kidneys filter the blood and produce urine to excrete wastes and toxins. And the skin secretes toxins via sweat. Now, problems arise when there are too many toxic agents that accumulate, or if any of the normal detoxification systems are not working properly. Sadly, each one of us now carries a toxic soup, our individual body burden, due to the presence of many chemical substances. And studies show that 100% of adults have synthetic and industrial chemicals stored in their bodies. And there are also heavy metals, pesticides, pollutants, food additives, and many others to list. So the body stores what it can't get rid of and eventually has symptoms. Our food, water, and air are contaminated, disrupting our body's self-healing mechanism. Now, studies show that diet and environment cause up to 95% of cancers and most other modern degenerative diseases. And once environmental toxins are locked in human bodies, no one can guess what diseases they will trigger in each person. We each have our own blend of so-called toxic soup and unique combinations of depleted and imbalanced nutrients. And that's why, for example, 10 people living in a toxic building will have 10 totally different symptoms or illnesses. Overburdening our bodies overworks our detoxification pathways and depletes nutrients. And when we consume things like refined sugars, overprocessed foods, altered or fake fats, and other non-foods, we stimulate the production of more toxins in the body and add to our body's burden. And then this drops nutrient levels even further. Our bodies end up with a steady decline of nutrients, which are crucial for detoxification. And to counteract this, we need to get more nutrients in and get toxic chemicals out. The body deals with toxins, either by eliminating the harmful substance or by transforming it into a less harmful substance. Most toxins or drugs are fat-soluble, and to be safely removed, they must be converted to non-toxic or water-soluble molecules. And this process occurs in several phases with the help of enzymes. Certain foods help the body increase detoxification enzymes, and many of them are vegetables, fruits, herbs, and spices. Raw or lightly cooked vegetables and fruits retain these enzymes that are used in the detoxification process. Cooking methods can greatly affect the production and availability of certain food ingredients. For example, lightly steamed broccoli produces a beneficial sulfur compound, whereas microwaved or boiled broccoli doesn't. So toxins are classified as either water-soluble or fat-soluble. And the primary difference between the two is that the fat-soluble type is most often associated with long-term debilitating chronic illness, while the water-soluble toxins are usually associated with rapid onset, acute, or short-term illness. And the kidneys primarily eliminate the water-soluble toxins. So kidney health is of utmost importance. The two organs that are primarily responsible for ridding the body of fat-soluble toxins are the liver and the skin. And the liver really is one of the most incredible and hardworking organs in the body. It has many, many functions so critical to life that if any of them should stop for even a few days, we would die. And research shows that the liver performs more than 500 important functions. And one of the liver's key functions is detoxification. And for our purpose of understanding detoxification, the liver almost acts as a filter which grabs fat-soluble toxins out of the bloodstream and processes them for elimination. And this process can be compared to the oil filter in our cars. Now, we bring our cars in for tune-ups all the time because if we don't, the car will stop running after some time. And when we think about it, in actuality, we tend to take better care of our car than our body. So after these toxins are captured, they are combined with bile, which is a fluid that's produced in the liver to aid in digestion. And the production of bile and secretion of bile are the liver's primary tools for removing fat-soluble toxins from our bodies. Bile acts as the vehicle which transports toxins out of the body. Bile is responsible for both digestion and detoxification processes. So toxins are pulled from deeper tissues to be processed by the liver at the same rate bile is produced, and no faster. New bile is produced only when existing bile is eliminated from the body, so this would not be a problem if bile were readily eliminated in the stool. However, a large portion, about 90%, is actually absorbed in the large intestine and brought back to the liver. And absorbed bile is recycled for future fat digestion. So only 10% of the bile moving through the digestive tract is actually eliminated from the body via the stool. And the rate at which toxins are pulled from the fatty storage sites is slowed, sometimes even stagnant. So toxin removal through bile is dependent on healthy bile flow. However, most people do not have healthy bile flow because of a poor diet that does not stimulate bile production, or because they have weak digestive organs. And if this happens, toxins will build up in the body faster than they're actually eliminated. And one of the most beneficial actions you can take to boost your liver health is improving your diet and consuming nutrients which actually support the liver, such as beets, kale, Brussels sprouts, all cruciferous vegetables such as cabbage, organic eggs, all will improve liver function. So our bodies need very specific nutrients in order to eliminate toxins. Now let's take a short break and digest all this information about liver function. And let's listen to some music from our feature CD by Lucy Kaplansky. And I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back shortly.
Wait.
friends, welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today we are talking about the detoxification process, and we examined in great detail the important function the liver has in this process. Now, we mentioned that the liver needs certain nutrients in order to support its many functions, such as kale, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, beets, etc., to support a healthy bile flow. And very briefly, I want to address the most offensive foods in the standard American diet that slow down or inhibit bile production and hinders our normal internal cleansing abilities. And the four most common substances in the average American diet are, of course, number one, refined white sugar. Now, Americans eat approximately 180 to 200 pounds of sugar per person per year. And our bodies were designed to handle between 10 to 25 pounds maximum per year. So you can just imagine what happens to the excess. The second most offensive food is refined white flour. Now, refined white flour originally came from whole grains. And in the refining process, nearly all vitamins and minerals are eliminated, including 98% of vitamin E and 70 to 80% of vitamin B, including folic acid. Additionally, white flour contributes to toxicity because the precious fiber is eliminated during the process. And as we know, fiber is very vital for proper bowel function and the removal of toxins. Now, the third group would be processed fats and oils. Now, for years, we were taught to follow a low-fat diet in order to lose weight and have low cholesterol. But today, we know that we desperately need good essential fats and oils for good health and weight management. What we really need is to eliminate processed fats. As with the sugar and flour examples, the refining process of oils and fats makes them toxic and the acid molecules are changed into what's called trans fats. Fats that are hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, such as oils used in the making of margarine and other processed vegetable oils, are considered trans fats. So make sure you use only butter, cold-pressed oils such as olive oil, coconut oil or palm oil for frying, and flaxseed oil for your salad dressing. Now, flaxseed oil should not be heated. And there's an excellent book on this subject titled Fats That Heal and Fats That Kill, and I will dedicate a future segment on this topic. Now, the fourth offensive group is caffeine, which includes coffee, soda, chocolate, or tea. Now, according to some books on this subject, coffee belongs in the same alkaloid group of chemicals as morphine and cocaine, and caffeine users have a 100% greater than average risk of heart attacks. Coffee is also very toxic because growers use heavy amounts of pesticides on coffee crops, and the roasting process turns the oils in coffee into trans fats, and this can actually cause congestion of the liver and also hinders fat loss. Soda pops also contain a lot of caffeine and sugar or artificial sweetness. So, if a person could avoid those four dangerous food groups, you would be able to greatly improve your liver function and health in general. Consuming these foods in excess also leads to severe nutritional deficiencies. And on top of that, our body also has to deal with food preservatives and additives, which creates a major burden on our system. It is estimated that each year a person consumes an average of 5 to 6 pounds of chemical preservatives and additives. And as I already mentioned, our body only has three options when it comes to these chemicals and toxins. First, the body will bury them in body fat. Secondly, the body will deposit them in tissues. Or third, the body will eliminate them. But if your liver function or digestive system is impaired, it will not be able to perform this task. And really, our body is giving us clues and answers all the time. Now, in my nutritional assessments, I have a specific toxicity questionnaire that assesses specific symptoms and the risk of exposure based upon an environmental profile. And the total score will indicate if it is time for a person to undergo a cleansing program. And if anybody is interested in finding out their score, just stop by for a free toxicity questionnaire at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And this form can be filled out at home at your convenience, and you can add up your score and get an idea. However, as a general rule, even a totally healthy person should undergo or perform 2 cleanses a year. Now, some of the most common symptoms that point to an overload of toxins in your body include recurring headaches, chronic constipation, food cravings, skin problems, metallic taste in the mouth, frequent fatigue or low energy, indigestion in the form of gas and bloating, bad breath and foul-smelling stools, irritability and mood swings, frequent colds, excess weight, muscle pain, poor memory, or lack of concentration. So if you experience any of these symptoms, it is a good indication that your body is in desperate need of a cleanse. Fortunately, our body is designed to constantly heal and repair itself, provided you give it the raw materials, meaning the right foods and nutrients, good air and water, as well as exercise, adequate rest, and good sleep. A great way to help the body eliminate toxins on a daily basis is by drinking pure water and an adequate amount of it. And this is of the utmost importance because it helps the body eliminate waste products. Water acts as a diuretic to help cleanse you naturally. It also helps balance your chemistry and pH. It hydrates all your cells and helps carry nutrients in and wastes out. So drinking pure water is a key element for good health. And drinking water is as necessary for life as breathing. And it's best to drink your water mostly at room temperature, without ice cubes. Slightly chilled is fine, but not too cold or too hot, because both tax your body and can disrupt digestion. Also, don't wait until you're thirsty to drink, because thirst is actually a sign of dehydration. Proper hydration helps to support the immune system, hydrates the skin, promotes normal digestion, also prevents constipation, reduces fatigue, gives you more energy, and reduces bloating and helps to flush out unwanted toxins. It basically helps the body detoxify on a daily basis. A clean and healthy liver will produce natural antihistamines for high immunity. It will also cleanse the blood, help the body burn fat, and help maintain hormone balance. And the liver also helps to regulate thyroid function. So a dysfunctional liver can be involved in hypothyroidism and later weight gain. Weight is difficult to lose until you cleanse your liver. So your liver helps your thyroid, hormone balance, blood sugar levels, and fat burning and cholesterol lowering efforts. Anyone with problems such as weight gain, a pot belly, cellulite, high cholesterol, and high triglycerides, to name a few, has a problem with how fats are metabolized and eliminated. After years and years of eating the typical American diet, most people begin to gain weight. Internal cleansing is one of the most powerful natural healing therapies there is, and cleansing helps us correct damage done to us by our diet and lifestyle. It is an ancient remedy that can correct literally hundreds of health concerns. And in Europe, for example, internal cleansing is considered a medical therapy and is used in mainstream medical doctors' offices and spas. Now, before we continue, let's take a short break with music, and I'll be back in a moment with more information on this topic.
Loud and clear tonight.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is the body's natural cleansing process and how to assist it. During the process of cleansing, your body breaks down basically stored chemicals in the blood and throughout the body. Every cell can more easily repair itself and eliminate its waste. And cleansing always improves the process of elimination and assists the release of toxins from the colon, kidney, liver, lungs, spleen, bladder, skin, and lymphatic system. Cleansing helps every part of your body heal, and more importantly, cleansing helps a person shift gears and go from an unhealthy to healthy lifestyle. And we have been talking about the body's detoxification pathways and the importance of getting more nutrients in and toxins out to relieve the toxic load in order to reduce cellular damage and support cellular repair. There are numerous cleansing diets and fasts and supplements for getting rid of accumulated toxins. And yet, a lifetime buildup of toxins requires more than a quick fix. We must consistently consume plenty of nutrients from wholesome, natural foods. Eliminating or greatly decreasing the amount of food we eat may not get the desired results, since it means reducing nutrient intake as well. And I want to briefly discuss fasting and the dangers associated with long-term fasts. Fasting refers to abstinence from food for a set amount of time. And a short fast of 1 to 3 days won't be harmful to most people and can actually produce benefits without stressing the body's resources. But even a couple of days can make some folks feel pretty awful. Long-term fasting, though, can be highly stressful and counterproductive. Fasting for 1 or more weeks leads to fatigue, headache, dizziness, nausea, constipation, and many other problems, including some degree of malnutrition. During a fast, what happens is the body actually breaks down protein from muscle to provide blood sugar or glucose for the brain and other essential systems, and then it tackles fat cells. And the rapid breakdown of fat cells also releases toxins stored in these fat cells, so this can actually overload the kidneys and liver with toxic byproducts and upset the balance of electrolytes. So your organs actually don't rest during a fast, they actually work overtime. Plus the body has insufficient nutrient support to get rid of the toxins. And the enhanced energy that people report when fasting can be the result of surging stress hormones, which is very, very short-lived. Now, for a fast to work properly, the detoxification pathways of the body have to pretty much be working well to begin with. And this is not the case for most people nowadays. No one in poor health should try fasting. Neither should pregnant women or children. Fasting has a complicated impact on various aspects of the immune system, and it is best to begin with less drastic detoxification methods that emphasize restoring and rebuilding. So build up and clean out. The more you build up your body, the better able it is to clean out. And to do this, you must consume non-toxic, nutrient-dense, real whole foods and consistently practice other healthy behaviors, including changes that reduce exposure to toxins. And I use a wonderful 21-day purification program by Standard Process in my wellness practice, which does just that. It has the person eat a nutrient-dense diet that helps restore and rebuild your body rather than deprive you of nutrients. And I have free booklets available. And if you are interested, just stop by at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. I also want to briefly talk about colon cleansing. Now, harsh colon cleanses can damage intestinal tissues, also destroy healthful microorganisms, and drive toxins and wastes into rather than out of your body. Potent laxatives, for example, can cause irritation. Besides, evacuating the colon doesn't mean you have achieved detoxification. The colon has co-workers, such as the liver, that all need support for good detoxification. A detoxification diet helps the body mobilize toxins, which are transported to the intestines, and then gentle fibers such as apple pectin, psyllium husk powder, etc. can be used to eliminate toxins and waste out of the colon. And as I mentioned earlier, it is also important to drink lots of water. Getting plenty of fiber in the diet is often all that is needed. Vegetables, fruits, beans, and whole grains unless they're not tolerated. And sometimes enemas are used to quickly evacuate toxins. In many cases, enemas bring immediate relief. Also, probiotics are extremely helpful for healthy microorganisms in the gut, maintaining the integrity of the intestinal lining and strengthening the intestine's ability to keep toxins and foreign substances from being absorbed. Fiber-containing foods also provide prebiotics, which is actually food for these healthy microorganisms. Colonics or colonic irrigation involves running large amounts of warm water through the colon to flush out wastes. And it is said that regular colonics will actually purge your colon of toxic waste buildup. But since your colon constantly sheds its lining, toxins usually don't build up on it. However, diverticulosis, which are pockets in the colon's lining, and other disorders may result in toxic buildup. And because an impaired digestive tract or too many harmful microorganisms and weak intestinal walls will contribute to toxins being released throughout the body. But colonics may not be the answer, and in some cases can make the situation worse. And if done improperly, colonics can seriously injure the large intestine. And the procedure may cause inflammation. Generally, the colon needs healing more than flushing out. And whole food nutrition and probiotics are essential. I know there are a lot of people who resort to what's called a liver flush. And drinking lots of apple juice and consuming lots of garlic, ginger, or cayenne, and or drinking water with Epsom salts dissolved in it, followed by large quantities of olive oil and lemon juice, is supposed to cleanse your liver and gallbladder as well as flush out gallstones you may not even know you had. But the many green stones you pass the day after a liver flush are usually coagulated remains of the olive oil-lemon mixture you drank. Plus, this procedure may be very unsafe for people who actually have gallstones, and it may be too harsh for many and may not even accomplish detoxification. So let's talk about one of the safest forms of detoxification, and that is actually massage therapy. Regular massage helps rid the body of toxins. Certainly, massage increases the flow of blood and lymphatic fluid, both of which carry wastes away from the cells, so it is a useful tool to add to other detoxification measures. Also, physical activity increases detoxification. Exercise increases your body's need for oxygen, encouraging deep breathing, which increases the elimination of carbon dioxide. And your cells receive extra oxygen and dump toxic wastes. So when you exercise, the contraction of muscles and increase in rate and depth of breathing stimulates the flow of lymph. And lymph circulates throughout the body, transporting wastes and toxins away from cells and bringing immune system cells to support repair and maintenance. So brisk walking, dancing, gardening, bicycling, swimming, and other rhythmical movements involving as much of your body as possible are the best activities. And also, much of the body's healing work, such as inflammation repair and major house cleaning, actually takes place during sleep. So getting enough sleep is essential because during sleep, cellular damage is repaired and wastes and toxins that have accumulated during the day are detoxified. So make sure you cultivate good sleep habits. And now it's time for another break with music from our feature CD by Lucy Kaplansky. And when I come back, I will talk in detail about some foods and herbs that support your body's natural detoxification process.
Remember when I took him in the middle of the night? Nobody told you where he'd gone. Death came in with morning light and touched your father's hand in a hospital uptown where your mother sat alone. For 2 weeks no one told you, as if it never happened. You held the hope that he was still alive, funeral was over, no way to say goodbye. You never had a chance to show the tears you hold inside, you hold inside. I wanna make it up to you somehow. Maybe there's something I have I could give you now. There's so many things you never had. Maybe it doesn't have to hurt so bad for once in your life. There's so much that I wanted that you could never give. I just never got the stronger than you. It wasn't a fair fight, you bleeding on the ground, me standing over you waiting for another round. I would tell you that I'm sorry, but I know what you would say, 'cause I think that you forgave me long ago. I really don't know why. I don't think I deserve it. Maybe a person forgives so they don't have to be alone. Be alone. Be alone. I wanna make it up to you somehow. Maybe there's something I have I could give you now. There's so many things you never had. Maybe it doesn't have to hurt so bad once in your life. In our home movie, I remember we're sitting in the sun. I'm crying, you're smiling at this girl of your own. Posing me for the camera and everyone around. And I can feel that smile even now. Even now. Even now. I wanna make it up to you somehow. Maybe there's something I have I could give you now. There's so many things never had. Maybe it doesn't have to hurt so bad for once in your life. For once in your life. For once in your life.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, we have been talking about the body's detoxification process and the importance of exercise, good sleep, as well as a nutrient-dense diet for cellular repair. So let's talk about some important foods that should be included in your diet on a daily basis that greatly enhance that detoxification process. I also want to mention that food should all be organically raised if possible. And to lower stress on the liver and kidneys, alcohol, refined, and all overprocessed food should be avoided. Stimulants such as caffeine should also be restricted. So here are some foods and herbs that will help you get rid of toxins. First of all, beets. Beets are rich in betaine and other compounds, which actually support detoxification in the liver, intestines, and blood. And especially this time of the year, this vegetable is easily available in grocery stores. And at the Whole Foods pantry, you can find both red and golden beets that were locally raised. Beets are wonderful raw on salads or roasted as a side dish. And of course, there are the cruciferous vegetables such as all the cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, kohlrabi, kale, Brussels sprouts, and so much more. And these vegetables have very beneficial compounds that help the liver detoxify drugs, chemicals, and pollutants. Plus, they contain very valuable nutrients. just make sure that you consume the cruciferous vegetables always in cooked form, because they contain compounds that can actually inhibit thyroid function, plus they're more easily digestible if cooked. So always just briefly steam or sauté them before consuming them. Now, radishes also support liver detox pathways, including phase 1 and phase 2 enzymes, and also supply vitamin C complex. And there are so many different varieties of radishes available, and if you have never tried daikon radishes or watermelon radishes before, I urge you to stop by at the Whole Foods pantry and pick some up and give them a try. They are wonderful tasting, plus they add a wonderful color palette to your salads. And especially the watermelon radishes with their various hues and shades of pink, chartreuse, and fuchsia colors. So really take advantage of all nature has to offer and put an artistic spin on your cooking. Remember, digestion begins with your eyes. I also want to mention that egg yolks, especially organic eggs, onions, beans, garlic, red peppers, just to name a few, contain sulfur compounds that help clear the body of drugs and hormones. And garlic and cilantro also help protect against heavy metal accumulation, probably by inhibiting their absorption and helping the body eliminate them. And artichokes are related botanically to milk thistle and therefore also protect the liver from pollutants and radiation damage and other toxic insults. Another great vegetable to add to your diet for protection, although it is only available in the spring, is dandelion greens. And these greens give you carotenes as well as choline, which actually enhances liver function and protects cellular DNA from damage. And the roots and leaves enhance liver health and encourage normal digestion. And I also would like to mention the various salad greens such as chicory, radicchio, endive, frisée, and escarole. And these special salad greens promote the release of bile into the intestines to help carry away toxins. Spinach, peas, and tomatoes actually contain alpha-lipoic acid, which helps break down byproducts of detoxification and add nutrients such as vitamin C and E, coenzyme Q10, and glutathione to basically recharge. Asparagus, avocados, okra, and cruciferous vegetables also supply glutathione, a compound that actually aids in the removal of fat-soluble toxins. So just make sure you include as many vegetables from the various color spectrum on a daily basis for your best prevention and protection. Now let's talk about some important fruits, and then we will take a short break with music before we will wrap up today's show. So as far as fruits that greatly help with detoxification, lemons and oranges contain very small amounts of a compound which actually aids the liver in neutralizing carcinogens. Apples, pears, strawberries, and many other berries contain soluble fiber that pick up toxins in the intestines and escort them out. Grapes, pomegranates, which are available right now, and many berries contain compounds that protect from toxin damage. And you can find all these fruits in organic form at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. So now let's take a short break with music from today's feature CD. And today's CD is titled 10-Year Night by Lucy Kaplansky. And when I come back, I will briefly talk about some herbs that promote the detoxification process.
Deals, all the brokers at the bar, then sold everything.
friend and a wife and a daughter. Now she's walked on everybody like she's walking on water. She'll kiss you on the mouth while she takes what you give her. Better turn the other cheek when she walks away forever, 'cause you're just another rung on the ladder to the top. And once she started claiming, she could never stop. With her entourage around her, she sits on her throne. But she's the queen of nothing, now she's sitting all alone. How much did it cost you? How much did you pay? And are you sorry? The end of the day.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we have been talking about the body's detoxification pathways and important foods you should consume to assist the detoxification process. Now, chlorophyll in plants supports liver detox pathways and binds to toxins, including heavy metals. So sea plants like kelp, wakame, and so forth aid detoxification by transforming toxic metals into salts the body can actually eliminate. Special compounds found in a variety of vegetables and fruits strongly supports phase 2 detoxification pathways in the liver and throughout the body. Glutamine, which is the main metabolic fuel for several types of white blood cells and cells in the lining of the small intestine, plays a major role in the first line of immune defense. And it is abundant in high-protein foods such as grass-fed meats, wild-caught fish, legumes, and organic dairy products, but actually cabbage and beets are among the ones with the highest sources. I would also like to mention a few important herbs that can be easily incorporated into your diet, such as dill, which actually contains compounds that helps the liver neutralize carcinogens. So whenever you have a chance, mix some in your salads. And herbs like yarrow, chamomile, and peppermint promote the detoxification processes. And a great way to incorporate these herbs this time of the year is in the form of herbal teas. And the Whole Foods Pantry has a great assortment of herbal teas available. And we also have roasted dandelion tea available that actually greatly promotes liver detoxification. As far as herbs goes, there's also milk thistle, which actually protects the liver from pollutants and radiation damage and other toxic insults. Plus, it also helps the liver to heal. And Siberian ginseng, tempers the effects of a number of toxins. And then burdock and yucca roots have a long traditional use in the detoxification as well. So I urge you to consume many of the vegetables, fruits, and herbs I just mentioned on a daily basis to assist your body in the detoxification process. And I strongly encourage you to make a massage appointment in the near future to reap all its therapeutic benefits. It is the best preventative there is, with its many immune-boosting effects, especially this time of the year with the cold and flu season in full swing. So this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening this evening, and I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elywellness.com or stop by at the Evergreen Cottage and Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center to pick up a free pamphlet. And I also invite you to stop by and check out the Whole Foods Pantry and stock up on organic produce, meats, and dairy and natural foods to keep yourself and your family in good health. Or if you happen to be in the Virginia area, I encourage you to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Remember, let food be your medicine. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WELY. Be well and take care.